LexinPress presents Authorized, The Use and Misuse of the King James Bible by Mark Ward. Read for you by Mark Ward. Epigraphs. Except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air. Paul in his first epistle to the Corinthians. Now Augustine in On Christian Teaching. What is the use of correct speech? If it does not meet with the listener's understanding, there is no point in speaking at all if our words are not understood by the people to whose understanding our words are directed. The teacher then will avoid all words that do not communicate. If, in their place, he can use other words which are intelligible in their correct forms, he will choose to do that. But if he cannot, either because they do not exist or because they do not occur to him at the time, he will use words that are less correct, provided that the subject matter itself is communicated and learnt correctly. This aim of being intelligible should be strenuously pursued. What use is a golden key if it cannot unlock what we want to be unlocked? And what is wrong with a wooden one if it can, since our sole aim is to open closed doors? Now Marilyn Robinson in The Givenness of Things. Clearly, there was no condescension whatsoever in Tyndale's feelings about the people for whom his Bible was intended. The best proof of this is the fact that by far the greater part of the King James Version New Testament, universally considered to be among the glories of English literature and to be the source of much that is best in it, is in fact Tyndale's work. In writing for the common people, in writing for the plowman, who would not only have been ignorant of Latin but illiterate altogether, he created a masterpiece. Dedication. For months, the dedication in my book manuscript read, "To the least of these," but then I read a book by an evangelical White House aide who had that very phrase struck from a piece he wrote. It was struck by a fellow staffer who commented on the draft. "Is this a typo? It doesn't make any sense to me. Who, what are these?" I dedicate this book instead to Neighborhood Bible Class in West Greenville, South Carolina. Introduction. Out of every 100 Americans who pulled a Bible off a shelf today, 55 of them pulled down a King James Version. I feel fairly safe in saying that the King James is the only 1611 release still on any bestseller lists. All the same, 55% is only slightly more than half, and the trend line is clear, for it started near 100%. The English-speaking Christian church, which was once almost completely unified in using the King James Version, is no longer unified around a particular Bible translation. Why? Because, people say, they can no longer understand it. I grew up reading and hearing the KJV, and I don't recall having any trouble with the verbiage. I don't remember ever being baffled by, "We had been as Sodoma," Romans 9:29, or "Let him that glorieth glory in this," Jeremiah 9:24. Early on, I felt a sufficient mastery of Elizabethan diction, not only to read it, but to speak it. I even remember as a third grader asking my beloved teacher, Mrs. Page, if we could all use King James English for a day. She said yes, but it never happened. Little kids remember these things. Somehow, toddlers managed to learn this style of speech in a time before not just antibiotics, but Sesame Street. But there are people, many people, who insist that KJV English is too difficult. Many of them, in turn, have already jettisoned the KJV. The 55% who have held on to it do so for various reasons: habit, conviction, or merely a loyalty and love that we quite naturally attach to things we value. So, though I didn't know it as a third grader, I was growing up at the tail end of a remarkable period for English Bible translation, a period the likes of which we may never see again, a period in which one Bible version not only dominated church worship, theological writing, and personal devotion, but even became a touchstone for English-speaking culture at large. Even now, KJV phrases show up in New York Times headlines on a regular basis. Culturally literate people who have never cracked open a Bible are sometimes surprised, upon finally doing so, to discover many famous phrases of whose provenance they were hitherto ignorant. For example, "By the skin of his teeth," "Am I my brother's keeper?" "He doesn't suffer fools gladly." "It was a labor of love." "Cleanliness is next to godliness." Oh, wait, that last one's from Shakespeare, or was it Ben Franklin? But if fewer and fewer English speakers open the KJV, its famous phrases seem likely to fall out the back of the language. English Bible Translation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?